Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Southern Oregon's Central Point Herald lent support to community promotional schemes in the 1910s. Nearly every weekly issue offered local verse touting area's wonders. Here's one by regular contributor Charlie L. Gant. It's hazy, dreamy summertime in Jackson County's ardent clime, and smoke clouds drift upon the breeze from off the blazing forest trees, while in the vale there comes a calm, as sweet as Gilead's soothing balm. Around us, singing wild and free, we catch the notes of industry and see contentment written where the pioneer once wrote despair. Cool rivers wend through mead and field, the corn ears, prodigal of yield, shoot forth their gift to plenty's horn, while sweet, delicious fruits adorn the endless miles where peach and pear and apple greets us everywhere. In future years, no distant time, a million souls will seek our clime, where summer's sun is always kind and temperate the winter's wind. Where canyons spread and creeks descend, and laughing, cooling rivers wend, where apple blooms embalm the breeze and clover blossoms kissed by bees, from nature's flower garden grand, in this, our Jackson County land. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.